The Dodgers come into their matchup with the White Sox a remarkable 50 games over 500. Yu Darvish on the hill trying to win his third straight start since joining LA. Pick up the action 2-1 White Sox in the fourth. Enrique Hernandez at the dish facing Carlos Rodon.
And a ball that scalded to straightaway center field, and he's taken Rodon deep again. This game is tied at 2 on a Hernandez homer.
Now the 3-2, Darvish to Narvaez, swung on and missed strike 3, and that will end the inning. White Sox 3, the Dodgers 2.
Delmonico goes after the first pitch, hooking to the pole, and on the inside the pole, he hits his second home run of the night.
4-2, White Sox, one out, ninth inning. Forsythe drills a base hit into the left field corner. Bellinger is on his way home. Throw to the plate is not in time. It is now 4-3.
Can Yasiel Puig deliver? You bet he can. Not a question of if. The question is who and when. Tonight it's Puig.
The Dodgers, with their major league leading 10th walk-off win of the season, taking it 5-4. Yu Darvish struck out a career-low 2 batters. It snapped his 124-start streak with at least 3 strikeouts. That was the 5th longest such streak in MLB history and the longest to start a career. The Dodgers, with a big league best 10th walk-off win of the season, manager Dave Roberts spoke after.
You never want to use kind of superlatives, you know, with players. But I think that Yasiel cares as much as anyone, you know, or more than anyone, you know, as far as wanting to be the guy and his care and his try. And sometimes over the course of his career, you see it get in the way and he wants to do too much. And we talked about this where you look at that Miami at bat and from that big hit, there's been numerous big spots where he's come through. And you know, tonight was one of those nights that, gosh, you just see that there's outs to be had. And we were kind of lifeless, you know, all night long. And, you know, to Rodon's credit, he threw a heck of a ball game. And they hit 4 homers tonight. But Yasiel, I mean, but you look at those at-bats right there. Bellinger left on left base hit. Then you get Logan with the big double. Barnsey, as Barnsey always does, you know, he seems to get that big hit when we need it as well. And you cap it off with Yasi. I don't know how many pitches he had, but to get a slider, pull it to the pull side gap, and to walk him off, and you know, to see his teammates kind of go rush the field for him, as he does it so many times for his teammates, so good to see.
Is Darvish okay?
Darvish is okay. He after that 6th inning, his back kind of tightened up on him a little bit, so he went out there, threw a couple pitches, and so with that, it's just more precaution. We just want to make sure that Yu's fine. So it was just kind of the back kind of tightening up on him.
It wasn't a skull or anything?
No.
What did you see not working for you?
A little bit of what we saw in Arizona, the fastball command just wasn't quite there. The stuff was good. And, you know, you look, he punched, I think, one guy out tonight. And punched 2 guys out, had 2 strikeouts, and you know, couldn't get a bunch of hits as far as kind of consecutively to put runs on the board. So the damage was with the homers, and he gave up 3 homers right there. So just missing with the fastball. That's about it. The stuff's good. I don't think the back's an issue. He'll make his next start. So it's one of those things when you do make mistakes, and the first pitch of the game was a homer. So I don't think there's much to read into the start.
We did.
It was more of the trainers let me know that his back was getting a little tight, and so we wanted to see if he could loosen up in between innings. And as we got another pitcher getting going, just for precaution, and he came to me and said, "Hey, it's kind of not really loosening up." So right there for me, that the decision was made.
Even in that last at bat, Puig seemed to be like, "I got to do something here." He falls down. He's like biting the ball. I mean, it just seemed like he was doing a little too much. Can at bats like that help him even more moving forward? Because it's like, all right, I've been here before. I've done this on the baseball player. Let's do this.
Yeah. I think so. But I think that the difference is there's always that compete. But I think that sometimes a moment gets too big for certain guys and you really get out of the strike zone. And granted, there were some pitches out of the strike zone tonight that Yasiel had to fight and put the bat on to
see another pitch, and he did that. But absolutely, when you have success in those moments, it definitely breeds confidence.
Dave, on this homestand, even the Padres hung in there with you like the White Sox did the last two nights. Do you feel like some of these teams that don't have as much to play for are treating you guys as maybe the pinnacle of their season and giving you guys their best shot?
Yes, yes. And when you're an elite team and you look at what we've done, certainly every time they see us on the schedule, they're going to bring their best, absolutely. So I think that our guys have set the bar, you know, for the league, and rightfully so. Those guys deserve it in there. And, yeah, when you see a team like the White Sox, young club, scrappy club, compete, yeah, you never know what you're going to get from those guys, but you know you're going to get a great effort. So whether it's the Padres, the White Sox, the Diamondbacks, whoever, any opponent that we play, we expect to see a team's best. And to our guys' credit, they seem to rise to those moments.
Yasiel Puig breaks out of an 0-for-12 drought with a walk-off hit. He talked after the game.
I'm so excited. I waited for this moment, and God giving to me this opportunity. I'm so excited right now.
I saw you kissing Turner Ward. I know that's your thing. How much has he helped you through this time and to be able to get better even in this second half?
I kiss him after every home run, but tonight is no home run. And the game is winning. I'm so happy, and that's the reason I kiss him.
You guys continue to come back over and over. How special is this team to be able to do this night after night in front of such an amazing crowd?
This game is like you see this game as like a playoff, something special. Like a World Series. You see this game? I see you in the World Series, guys.
Yu Darvish ends up with a no decision. He allows 3 runs in 6 innings of work.
I was going to go out, obviously, and then in between innings, I talked to Kershaw a little bit, and he asked me, like, how your body feel? And I told him, like, just, you know, feel something on my back. And he said, we need you really bad in the 6 weeks. So that's when we need you the most, so, you know. That's what kind of gets me in, and then I change my mind.
Up next, the Dodgers begin a series in Detroit against the Tigers on Friday with Rich Hill on the mound.